Republican U.S. Senate candidate Leah Vukmir has been ramping up attacks on Senator Tammy Baldwin for her role in the scandal at the Veterans Affairs Hospital in Tomah. The original wrongdoing involved the overprescription of opioids that resulted in the deaths of at least two patients, including a Marine. Republicans say that Baldwin failed to act on the problems in 2015 after her office received whistleblower complaints. Baldwin later fired a high-level staffer over the matter. Baldwin later co-sponsored legislation that toughened opioid prescription guidelines. She's also accusing Vukmir of politicizing veterans issues. Jesse Apoyan is a political reporter at the Capital Times. Jesse, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, take us back to the beginning of this story and what was going on in Tomah.
Well, I mean, this goes back years and years and years, really, even as early as 2011, if not earlier than that. That was the first time, I believe, to my knowledge, that anyone in Congress, and that was Congressman Ron Kind, received an anonymous letter raising concerns about opioid overprescription at the Tomah VA. At that point, the letter was sent to the VA Inspector General, an investigation was launched, and for the next few years, Congress was waiting for that investigation to come back. It found that among the 3,000 prescribers at VA medical centers in the Midwestern region, three prescribers at the Tomah VA were in the top 10 in opioid prescriptions during this time. It also found that some employees had left in the years surrounding that investigation because they were concerned with the rate of opioid prescriptions. But the report also didn't determine that there was any criminal wrongdoing or any sort of willful neglect. So there wasn't anything released in public at that point. And the matter kind of lie for a little while until Tammy Baldwin heard later that year in 2014 from a constituent who had some concerns about the issue.
Right. And let's fast forward to today for a moment. We'll get back into some of those details. What is the Vukmir campaign and along with other Republicans saying about what Senator Baldwin and her office got wrong?
What they're saying is that she essentially sat on a report, or that her office didn't act quickly enough on this report. So she did receive this report, or at least her office did. It's sort of unclear still exactly what the chain of receipt and command was on that. But she was given the report. She gave this report to a constituent, and later around that time was when this Marine veteran died of an overdose, which you mentioned earlier. A few months later, there was a whistleblower who was working at the Tomah VA who started contacting members of Congress across the board from Wisconsin, talking about some of these same problems. So what Leah Vukmir and other Republicans are saying is that Baldwin's office mishandled the whistleblower complaints. And Baldwin's said basically as much as that. She actually ended up conducting and having an outside investigation conducted within her staff to determine where things went wrong. What she said at the end of this was that there are a lot of mistakes made really at every level in her staff and in her office, but she didn't believe that anyone had done so willfully or that anyone was sort of acting malevolently in this. But Republicans are arguing that she should have acted much more quickly on this, that, you know, the buck stops with her on this issue.
How has the Baldwin campaign reacted to these attacks now over this issue?
Well, they certainly bring up the law that you mentioned, Jason's Law, which basically strengthens prescribing requirements, and dealing with Center for Disease Control guidelines for opioid prescriptions, and that was passed in 2016 with cooperation with Jason Simkakoski's family. This is the Marine who did die of an overdose at Tomah VA. So she talks about that, and she points to veterans who support her and says that she's owned up to her mistakes and she's tried to do better and made sure that her office wouldn't make the same mistake again, and that Republicans are politicizing the issue.
Talking to Jesse Apoyan, political reporter at the Capital Times, looking at the U.S. Senate race here in Wisconsin between Leah Vukmir and incumbent Tammy Baldwin, and the issue of the Tomah VA hospital that's come up in this race. Jesse, you mentioned candidate Baldwin, Senator Baldwin, appearing with veterans, Leah Vukmir doing the same. Both seem to be trying to highlight the support from veterans whenever they can.
Yeah, absolutely. And we even saw this a little bit in the 2016 Senate race between Russ Feingold and Ron Johnson. And each of them even tried to make this an issue also. So, this hasn't come out of nowhere, and in that case, we saw something similar where it was sort of each side trying to highlight the support that they had among veterans. And it turns out veterans, like most other people, are not uniformly behind any one particular party. So each candidate can probably find some support among people who have served in the military.
We've seen this new Marquette University Law School poll this week showing Tammy Baldwin with a 53-42% lead over Leah Vukmir. That's up from a 2-point percentage lead a month ago. Qualifying that, the race is still has a while to go. Obviously, sometimes polls in Wisconsin don't always match up with the outcome. But do you think this TOMA issue is going to be one of Leah Vukmir's main strategies to try to overcome what looks like now like a big gap?
I do. I think, you know, this is something that crosses party lines. This is an issue that resonates across the aisle. And, you know, I've talked to Republicans who basically say, you know, they're not going to win by reminding people that a Democrat is liberal. So they need to point to, you know, more specific things and more specific issues. And this is certainly the highest profile negative knock on Tammy Baldwin during her last few years in office.
And in your reporting on this, you point out that a lot of Senator Baldwin's campaign attacks on Leah Vukmir center around the issue of health care. What are we seeing there?
What we're seeing there is twofold, really. One message we're hearing in the governor's race, too, and that's the issue of pre-existing conditions of, well, you know, Republicans who have opposed the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Democrats like Tammy Baldwin will argue that if successful in undoing that law, people who are, you know, covered who have pre-existing conditions would be in jeopardy of continuing that coverage. The other thing that Tammy Baldwin's campaign is really highlighting on the healthcare issue is a series of votes that Leah Vukmir took as a state legislator dealing with insurance mandates. So one in particular was a bill that would require insurers in Wisconsin to cover oral chemotherapy if they also covered intravenous chemotherapy. Leah Vukmir voted against that bill. She opposed imposing mandates on insurers, but she was really in the minority, not just in the legislature, but even in her own party on voting against that one.
And then how's the Vukmir campaign responded to that line of attack?
They say basically the same thing that Scott Walker has said when Tony Evers has brought it up, and that's that she does oppose the Affordable Care Act, but she does believe in covering people with pre-existing conditions, and she believes that both can be done.
Now, I'm seeing on Twitter today, it's happening now that one, either the candidate or their campaign is posting stuff, and the other campaign is responding to it right away. We're seeing back and forth now, even on social media. These two issues, the TOMA VA and the healthcare issues, we're going to be seeing a lot more of this, do you think, between now and November?
I think so. I think, you know, you're going to see Tammy Baldwin bringing up healthcare a lot. You're going to see Leah Vukmir bringing up the TOMA VA a lot. And I think the healthcare issue, we're going to see just as much in the governor's race, too. And as you mentioned, campaigns and candidates are more and more prone to carrying these arguments out over Twitter, which is a lot more fast moving than the old days of the press release at the press conference. But here we are.
We'll leave it there. Jesse, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Jesse Appoyan is a political reporter at the Capital Times. We talked with her about the U.S. Senate race between Tammy Baldwin and Leah Vukmir and a couple of the key back and forth issues, including the TOMA VA scandal and health care.